Hi, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to the Viewpoints podcast series here on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel with my colleague, Burkhard Varnholt. Burkhard, welcome back. Good morning to you. Great to catch up with you as always. It seems ironic that Fed Chairman Kevin Warsh may actually be forced to start his term with a rate rise rather than a rate cut. At least that's what markets are now anticipating. What's your take on that, Burkhard?
I think that may be a concern for markets, but as you rightly say, that's already anticipated. Look, my personal view has always been that it'd be unnecessary, even dangerous, to cut rates in our roaring 20s scenario when clearly the economy doesn't need a rate cut. See, the United States are enjoying a spectacular productivity boom, which is, as we have argued time and again, lifting earnings, incomes, and jobs. And clearly, neither its job market nor its stock market need extra stimulus at this point in time. FEMO, its fabulous earnings momentum is flying high, and so is our roaring 20s scenario. So economically, there's just no reason to cut rates. To the contrary, the stubbornly high U.S. inflation weakens King Dollar unnecessarily, imports price inflation, and provokes the bond vigilantes to stampede if the Fed was to cut at this juncture. So I think markets are right in anticipating that Fed Chairman Kevin Warsh's hands are probably tied and that, ironically, his first rate move is likely going to be a hike, not a cut.
Well, that's very interesting to hear, Burkhard. We shall see how this plays out. Meanwhile, another interesting item to watch is going to be the new Soccer World Cup taking place here in the U.S. I saw that you dedicated your last UBS Viewpoints letter to the economics of soccer quite timely. So who, in your view, is going to win the games?
Oh, that's easy. At least from a business perspective, you know, the prize will certainly go to Switzerland, or to be more precise, in fact, to my immediate neighborhood, namely to a Swiss sports charity named FIFA, whose president, Giovanni Infantino, billed them at last year's draw as, I quote him, the greatest event humanity has ever seen. While that might just be an exaggeration, I would add, I think it's fair to say that the coming soccer championship will be, with no doubt, the most lucrative competition in the history of sport. FIFA's latest budget, which is available online, states they're expecting to earn some $13 billion from the event. Much of it will come from selling TV rights that FIFA's always has been, but never more than today, biggest money spinner. And clearly, the controversial decision last year to expand the World Cup from 32 to 48 teams has clearly driven it, as it increases the number of matches from 64 to 104. And again, for context, this money-spinning business acumen that Giovanni Infantino's FIFA lives up to creates almost 0.4% of Swiss GDP growth. So I'm fairly confident that in my immediate neighborhood, the champagne is already chilled and will absolutely be popped regardless of who wins the finals.
Well, Burkhard, that's good to know. It promises to be an impressive event, and I sure hope that our listeners, we can all enjoy some good games during what will likely be an emotional and spirited tournament. So, Burkhard, as always, thank you for dropping by UBS On Air Market Moves to spend some time with our listeners, our clients. Enjoy the rest of your day, and do look forward to talking more soccer and markets with you in the coming weeks.
Oh, absolutely. We'll absolutely have to stay tuned on that, even though I'm going to head for the beach sometime soon. But I do look much forward to talking more soccer with you in the coming days and weeks. Fingers crossed for a great tournament. And thanks again for having me, as always.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.